Nothing says Christmas like a water buffalo. For a poor family in Asia, getting a water buffalo is like getting a farm tractor to pull a plow. Or getting a milk truck full of delicious milk. Or getting a stand at the market to sell cheese. A water buffalo opens the door for work, food, and income. More importantly, it opens the door to talk about Jesus. And nothing says Christmas better than that.
Join Truth Network in supporting Gospel for Asia. Give today at truthnetwork.com and click on the Christmas Critter campaign.
This is the Truth Network. Matt Slick is president and founder of the Christian Apologetics and Research Ministry. Matt is a Master's of Divinity and is ordained. He's passionate, and Matt stands firm and lives to defend and promote the Christian faith. Matt Slick doesn't take any Monday through Friday, Matt takes calls from all around the world on his radio show. We've compiled this week's best. Matt Slick's Top 6.
Number 6.
What happens to all the people who born and lived and died before Jesus ever existed?
Yeah, those people died in faith and expectation of the hope of the Messiah to come. Just as it says in Romans 4:3, it says, and Abraham believed God, it was reckoned to him as righteousness. And that was Abraham way before Christ. And so he was counted as righteous because of his belief and trust in God. And so it's the same thing. They're justified by faith before the time of Christ and justified by faith after the time of Christ.
Number 5.
Yeah, but what about all the Gentiles, the people around the world who weren't part of the Israelite faction? What about them?
Well, what I would say is, since the Bible doesn't talk about it, and there are different discussions that kind of illuminate the issue from different angles, what I like to say is that God can certainly save anybody he wants all over the world. And he has ways of communicating that faith and that trust and that truth to other people. It can only still be through Jesus Christ. But I believe that there are hints of the gospel in most every culture, that God has not left people groups unaware to some degree. I don't know what degree that would be. I believe that God can certainly work through other cultures.
Number 4.
I had a friend of mine ask me, actually present an idea to me, and I have a question about it.
Sure.
Concerning the sixth day when man was created in chapter 1, mm-hmm. He pointed me to chapter, Genesis chapter 2, and presented the idea there's a possibility of another man created on the seventh day because of the chronological order.
Okay. No, Genesis 2 is just a recapitulation from a different perspective on Genesis chapter 1. It's just a shortened version. So Genesis 1 is brilliantly laid out. Like, for example, how genius Genesis 1 is, God said, let us make man in our image according to our likeness. That's three plurals. And then in verse 27, he created man in his own image. He created him, male and female. He created them. Three singularities. So we have plurality and singularity woven into these two verses, and there's a Trinitarian sense to it. And Genesis 2 is just a recapitulation. That's all it is.
Number 3.
After talking about all the things that are going to take place with his disciples, he says in Matthew 24, verse 34, truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. What do you think it means by this generation?
I think it's reference to the return of Christ, because he says, when will these things happen and what will be the sign of your coming and the end of the age? That's Matthew 24, verse 3. And he talks about perilous times in verse 15 on, glorious return, 29, trouble of the fig tree in 32. I think he's just answering the question, this generation, the people. And then what's the generation? You know, is it 40 years? Does it mean someone born on a particular day lives to be 100, and so you have 100 years, and that generation won't pass away? So I don't know. He gets on and says, no one knows, the day nor the hour, etc. That's a wedding feast issue. That's what I understand it to be.
Number 2.
The hardest thing for me to grasp is, like, let's say there's 1,000 people. God just randomly picked 5. And if you raise your kids, it doesn't matter how you raise your kids or anything. Like, God just has to pick them. I can't grasp that.
And I'm with you. I can't grasp it, and I deny it. I deny that God randomly picks people.
How does it work then?
He predestines and he picks according to his will. He has knowledge and reasons that we do not. There is no randomness with God. Randomness means there's no reason for it. And that would be a saying Calvinists and those in Reformed theology never say that God is random, but he has his reasons. He works all things after the counsel of his will, Ephesians 1:11. This means election, predestination, it means everything. And the Bible teaches that election and predestination. Anybody who denies it is just denying scripture. That's what the Bible says. So how does he do it? Well, we don't know. But it's not random because nothing with God is random. Are you Roman Catholic?
No, I'm not Roman Catholic. But I agree more with their system than the Calvinist system, for sure.
Well, yeah, the reason is because you put yourself on the throne and not God. That's why. You are the one who wants to judge God and say what is fair. You have no right to do that. You have no system or standard. You can go to the Word of God. You can pick what you want. When I read you Scripture, you say you don't agree with it because it's my interpretation. You have to repent because I just read it to you and you denied the Word of God. Now, let me ask you a question. If you were to die right now and you're to face God and he asked you, why should I let you into heaven? What would you tell him?
Well, I would say it's up to God. I don't know. I don't believe in security of faith.
Are you a Seventh-day Adventist?
No, I'm not.
Mormon?
I'm a Christian. I'm not a Mormon.
I would not call you a Christian. Are you being good enough to be saved? Are you keeping yourself good enough before the infinitely holy God?
That's up to God.
Man. No, you're not. Anthony, I don't think you know what the gospel is. Okay, the gospel is a death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus. There's nothing. Brother, man, I'm just telling you, there's nothing you've got to offer God. Me too. The same here, okay? We're both sinners.
And now, the end is near.
So long, farewell, I'll be to say that you...
I always trust a guy named Matt Smith on the radio.
We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Matt Slick's Top 6. For more on Matt and his live syndicated call-in radio show, go to truthnetwork.com. Got a question? Matt Slick has your answer. This is the Truth Network.